Today's Bible passage comes from the 24th chapter of Matthew, which some people call the Little Apocalypse, because it kind of seems like a Reader's Digest condensed version of last day events. Today we're only going to look at verse 12, where Jesus says something important about social conditions at the end of time. Here it is now, Matthew 24, verse 12. "And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." I don't know if you saw the story, but back in October of 2009, 5 young men were arrested in Deerfield, Florida, after they doused 15-year-old Michael Brewer with flammable liquids and set him on fire. The reason they did it? Well, apparently Michael owed somebody $40. When he failed to pay, they stole his father's bicycle. And when his father's bicycle was stolen, Michael called the police and reported it. That's when the mob of Michael's classmates showed up at his apartment and set him on fire. Michael ended up hospitalized with burns to more than 3/4 of his body. And according to reports, the kids laughed after they did this to him. I know there's bound to be somebody out there who thinks these young people are simply misunderstood or misguided. But lighting someone on fire over $40 and laughing about it, well, that's nothing short of evil. The temptation is to think that somehow society has failed these young people, that there must be a reason that their moral conscience apparently doesn't work. But there really is no explanation for this kind of thing. There's just no conceivable way you can justify that kind of behavior. And you know, if this were an isolated case, we might be able to make ourselves feel better by telling ourselves it's an anomaly. But almost every day when you open the morning news, you find another story like this, or maybe even worse. I suppose we shouldn't be surprised, because in a world that has almost completely let go of God, lawlessness or iniquity is bound to become a bigger and bigger problem. Jesus warned us nearly 2,000 years ago that this is where we were headed. "And because iniquity shall abound," he said, "the love of many will grow cold." So here we are, actually living in the world that prophets predicted. And that can only mean one thing. We're getting closer to the moment when God is going to step in and intervene so that maybe, just maybe, we can raise our kids in a world where this kind of sociopathic behavior doesn't happen anymore. You know, I don't know about you, but when I read Michael's story in the paper the other day, my heart started to ache for something better. Even though it's my prayer every day, today it's especially true. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and give us a better way to live.